This lesson, we're going to look at solving a Lagrange problem where we have three variables. So in this case, we have f is equal to 2x plus 4y minus 4z. And it is subject to the following constraint, x squared plus y squared plus z squared equals 9. Now we're going to use the Lagrange method to solve this problem. And the only difference between this and a two-variable problem is simply the way we go about isolating the variables. It takes a little bit of practice to do three-variable. Now, some people may want to try to solve this using the alternative method, which is substitution. But in this case, substitution is very impractical, if not impossible. This is a case where the Lagrange method is clearly a better option. So let's set the problem up. First, let's write our Lagrange equation. L equals 2x plus 4y minus 4z plus lambda times the constraint written equal to 0, x squared minus y squared minus z squared. Okay, let's take our first order conditions. So we have L sub x will be 2, and then we have an x squared in the constraint, so it becomes minus 2 times lambda times x equals 0. L sub y will equal 4 minus 2 times lambda y from the constraint. L sub z will equal negative 4 minus 2 times lambda z equals 0. And as always, the Lagrange gives us the constraint, minus x squared, y squared, minus z squared equals 0. So let's take the first equation, and we can see that if we divide by 2 and take things to the other side, we can write the first equation as x simply equals 1 over lambda. The second equation, we can see that we can write that as y equals 2 over lambda. The third equation is identical to the second except for a negative 4, so that means that z equals negative 2 over lambda. So this gives us what we need is four equations. So we have, I'm going to call this 1, this guy 2, and this guy 3. And the constraint equation will be 4. And I'll refer to those as I solve this problem. The approach for solving this kind of problem is to decide on which variable we want to build upon. And what we will do is we'll pick one variable and then eliminate the others until we're left with just one variable and the answer. It does not matter which variable we choose to isolate as long as you're consistent. So I'm going to pick x. So if we look at the first equation, it says x equals 1 over lambda. If I combine 1 and 2, now equation 2 can be written as y equals 2 times 1 over lambda. And the second third equation, z, can be written similarly, z equals negative 2 times 1 over lambda. Now the reason I did this is if we look at equation 1, we know that x equals 1 over lambda. So now we can substitute twice, and so that gives us, combining equations 1 and 2, we get that y simply equals 2x. Now if we combine equations 1 and 3, we get z equals negative 2x. So now we have y as a function of x, z as a function of x, and we have our third equation, which says that 9 equals, now I'm going to rewrite it as it originally was, 9 equals x squared plus y squared plus z squared. Well, we have expressions for y and z all in terms of x, so that means we can substitute to write this as x squared plus bracket 2x all squared plus brackets negative 2x all squared. So now we can just simplify. We have equation with just one variable. So this becomes 9 equals x squared plus 4x squared, since both the 2 and the x are squared, plus negative 2 squared is also 4x squared. And that one sometimes confuses people. Even though it's a negative 2, so it looks like it should be different than with the y value, since we're squaring everything, it turns out to be exactly like the y value. So we have x squared plus 4x squared plus 4x squared is 9x squared. 9x squared equals 9, or x squared equals 1. So this gives us the answer. And remember that with a squared term, you have two answers, unless there's a restriction on negative numbers. So in this case, there isn't. So it's going to be x equals plus or minus 1. That gives us two complete solutions. So we have two solutions to this problem. The first solution is x equals 1, y equals 2, and z equals negative 2. The second solution is x equals negative 1, y equals negative 2, and z equals 2. So there we've solved our three variable problem. And this comes from the online worksheet number 10, Constrained Optimization Lagrange Method. You can find that on the course website. So let's end there.